Bobby Orr behind the net to Sanderson. Orr! Bobby Orr scores in the Boston Bruins have won the Stanley Cup.
It was 29 long years in coming, and it set off a celebration the city had been waiting for a long time.
It wasn't as big as these guys have now. You know, we didn't have duck boats or anything, and you know, we had the Stanley Cup just for the parade. We didn't get it like they do today, and we were in City Hall Plaza. How many people would be in City Hall Plaza? It was jammed. But you know, you go down those streets now with the duck boats and millions, I would think. We didn't have millions. Do you remember the year Johnny Pye did to Mayor White? Beer on his head.
That 1970 Bruins team played hard on the ice and off. There was the memorable night that Orr and company broke Phil Esposito out of the hospital, for instance.
That it's true. We thought it was funny then. I'm embarrassed by it today. we'd played the Rangers, and the Rangers beat us. Phil had hurt his knee, had knee surgery, and he was at Mass General, and there's on Blossom Street, there's a restaurant there that we used to go to, Branding Iron. Someone suggested we go get Phil, and by later in the day, it was a great idea. Early in the day, it was so-so idea. So over we go, and the hospital wasn't as busy as it is now, and there were elevator operators, and it was different. So we fixed Phil up with the weights on him because he was in traction, and we wheeled his bed out the door onto the elevator until we found a door big enough to get the bed out, and we pushed the bed down Blossom Street and carried the bed into the bar and got Phil some cheese and crackers. And it was really funny to watch the people that were there. They weren't sure that they were really seeing Phil Esposito in a bed in the bar. And I got a call from the doctor. He said, "You have my patient?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Yes, sir." He says, get him back."
The Bruins literally couldn't get arrested in Boston back in the early 70s. They owned this town.
We knew how important we were to the town, and we embraced it. I mean, our guys were everywhere. We used to do clinics, and we used to be all over the place. We didn't hide away. We embraced it, and the fans, they weren't afraid to approach you. They were always pleasant. Not outrageous. And they weren't afraid of you. Really, that's what we wanted. But I think we all realized what we were in the community, and we embraced it and enjoyed it. It was fun when my dad would come in. I mean, he had the best time. The people were so nice to him. After the 70 parade, I see him after. I said, he had a suit on earlier in the day. I said, "Where's your jacket?" Oh, he says, "I gave it away."
Four across the line, going in.
Well, we had fun. We were a very close group. Player wasn't playing the way we thought he should. We took it into our own hands to talk to him and things like that. And that's what a good team does. You know, a good team doesn't need a member of the press telling a player he's not playing well. We'll tell him. That's the way we operated. Did we have differences? Yeah, we did. You guys didn't hear about it, but we did. That's not the way it worked for us.
That team won the Cup in 1970 and again in 1972. But maybe their best team was the year in between, when Montreal's Ken Dryden stole a playoff series from a team that rewrote the record book.
When you talk about teams, our Stanley Cup teams, I mean, if you're going to win, you got to get something from everybody. You know, Ace Bailey scores a big goal for us in the Rangers series. And those guys, and if you look at any team that wins, they're 3-4, here's the Bruins, 11-13. They were teams. I mean, you talk about great teams. How do you compare? The best team I ever played on was the 76 Canada Cup team. That was an unbelievable team, but there were players from all over, from all the different teams. But our two winning teams were good. We were tough. We were offensive. We had the best face-off guy in the world in Derek. The best penalty killers in Derek and Eddie Westfall. That was a team. If you're going to win the Stanley Cup, you can play 4 7-game series, and you better have guys with some grit, because you're going to be hurting. You're going to get up some morning and you don't want to get up, and you got to drag yourself out to bed, and you got to get to the rink and have a warm up, and you got to take pumps again. It's a grind, and we had guys that knew what they had to do to win.
For Orr, it emphasized the thin line between winning and coming up short.
Great teams. I don't know. How do you look at the league now? What team's going to win it? There's a lot of teams that could win it. They're 15, 20 teams. Look at them. And it's going to come down to staying healthy, goaltending, and how badly do you want to win? Will you pay the price? And there is a price to pay to be the champion. because it's a grind.
And the chant for Wewat Orr comes up from all corners of the garden. Bobby stands up and acknowledges the standing ovation.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.